I'm in Jerusalem, and I need some water. It's late afternoon, the sun is still shining bright, lots of people milling around the Mamilla area. As I head to the grocery store, run by the same Arab man I've known for 20 years, I'm thinking only of quenching my thirst. The problem is I've had this lifelong habit of reading everything. Put words in front of me, an ad for Dior, an announcement of the Messiah, a warning about slippery stairs, and I'll read them. The words now in front of me were on the back of a white t-shirt worn by a cool-looking young man in sandals walking his dog. I live now, the lettering was slapdash, as if a kid had scribbled it in a few seconds. This was no slick branding campaign from The Gap. I had no idea what it meant. I thought of asking the guy, but I was too thirsty. Water came first. Still, I couldn't get those three words out of my head. They were awkward, almost too simple. I understand, live for the moment, or live for the now. But, I live now? Of course you're living now. We're all living now. So, what is it about those three words that stayed with me? I got the beginning of an answer that night at a Shabbat dinner in the Old City. We were a large, eclectic group, with visitors from around the world mixed in with IDF soldiers. Before dinner, the hostess invited a group of female soldiers in uniform to join her for candle lighting. The words flowed out of her mouth. Elevation, holiness, transcendence. What was most moving was the whole scene. A group of soldiers who face danger every day in a semi-circle facing a table with maybe 100 lit candles. A woman sharing words of enlightenment, with the wall from the biblical temple not far away. My friend and I got lost in the moment. Then something happened. One of the soldiers moved closer to the candles and spoke to the hostess about a close friend and fellow soldier who was killed a few days earlier. The intense Shabbat moment suddenly shifted to another place and time, to a tragedy in a war that never seems to go away. I can only imagine how many such moments have occurred in Israel since October 7th, someone, somewhere, reflecting on the loss of a loved one. The loss on this Friday night was in the past, but the moment was in Shabbat. The soldier choked up about the friend she will miss. The hostess suggested we dedicate our Shabbat gathering in her memory. Missing someone is in the future, losing someone is in the past. We were now in Shabbat. That was the now. I started to better understand those three words on the t-shirt. Now is all there is. We can grieve the past, feel anxiety about the future, but the present is all that faces us. Israelis seem to have a special affinity for the moment. Maybe that is how the country has made it this far, millions and millions of now. No matter how bad things have gotten, Israel has made it through the millions and millions of times it has asked, "What should we do now?" Shabbat, ironically a time when work stops, may be the ultimate now. All the energy is focused on the moment. It is, now, in all its glory. Our memories nourish us. Our dreams feed our future. But whether we're poets or soldiers, there is only now. There is only life. There is only, I live now. Maybe that's what I was most thirsting for.